This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company. Welcome to this week's edition of Brews and Crews. I am your host, Chris Jacobson. And today I am here with a four-time returning guest. Justin Edwards returns to the Speakeasy Studio ever since he hijacked my damn podcast.
I'm not going to hijack it today.
That's right, because this one is kind of a, I don't know, what do you want to call it? A one-off? We're just talking.
Whatever happens, happens. Yeah, on the fly.
So we were out just riding today, and we stopped at 608 Brewing Co. in La Crosse, and we picked up some beers, and we're like, hey, maybe we should just go roll a podcast.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, exactly. So today we're going to, we don't even know what we're going to talk about. I think maybe a little bit of Sturgis, because that's coming up this summer.
Yeah, and we can talk about Sturgis.
So let's crack out a bit of beer first. Which one? Let's do... I think we should do this one. This one was really good when we taste tested it. It's right. Called Couch Lock 5, and it smells like it's got a little marijuana flavor to it.
It's a little hempy.
Oh, geez, one of them just falls right off.
That's the one.
Falls right off the bone. It's falling right off the bone. So what do we got here? We got Couch Lock 5, Attack of the Naps. It's got a 6.4% alcohol. It says this, not long ago in a brewery not too far away, our annual 420 celebratory IPA saga continued with our fifth iteration, Attack of the Naps. We hopped this dank ale with Strata hops and added white runts, terrapins. A big thanks to our ex-brewer Anthony for keeping the tradition alive and the bodega. Oh, bodega. I got that patch, actually. We'll talk more about that.
Patches.
For the couch. Cheers, friends. And yes, okay, so if you look on the front of this, that couch is at the bodega, which is just downtown La Crosse.
Okay.
Actually, fun fact, the bodega, you can go there and you can spin this bicycle wheel. And whatever one you land on is like... I want to say there's like 70 or 80 different spokes. You spin it, whatever one you land on, that's the beer you get.
Oh.
So I did that, and it's like...
they have like 80 beers on tap?
No, they're in bottles and stuff.
Okay.
There's some on taps, too.
But it's like 80 different options, or are there some duplicates?
No, it's 80 different options.
It's like an old Chicago.
Yeah, it's kind of like old Chicago. So anyways, I did it one time, and I got this one that had... a monk on it with a like Revolutionary War person on it. What the hell is this? But that photo right there, that's the couch that's there. So anyways, let's crack these bad boys open.
All right.
Oh, hold on. We got to do it. Ooh. Oh my gosh. You can smell that right away.
Woo.
Cheers. First of all, I forgot.
Cheers.
You got me all out of sorts today because
we weren't expecting to do this.
Actually, put your mic down a little lower so
just a little bit lower,
so we can see your face. There we go.
You don't want to see my face.
Yeah, we do because we got to talk about this hair.
Oh boy,
we got to talk about this staple piece hair statement that you got going on.
Okay,
what is okay? Last time you were on, you didn't have this long of hair.
Last time I was on would have been
in July 4th.
The 4th of July weekend of last year. So what that's almost a whole year ago.
Yeah. So were you growing it out then?
Yeah. I haven't cut my hair since like December of 2023.
Okay. So what's going on with the hair?
Well, I just honestly stopped cutting it.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Well, I know there's more behind it than that.
You know, there's a couple different things. We were doing some shooting for some Tremors movies.
Tremors movies,
The Tremors movies. We were doing that, and I wanted to grow my hair out for that optical, like, visual effect that time had passed.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so no, I wanted to be able to show between the last one that we did to the next one that I wrote that there had been a considerable amount of time that had passed.
Sure.
And, you know, growing hair, obviously, naturally, yeah, has taken me. This is, what would that be? That's a year and a half right here.
Okay.
For those of you that don't know, I normally am pretty well, I don't like bick it. Like clean, but I usually use like a one guard, a half guard. I haven't had hair this long for ever.
Well, I was just looking back on our wedding photos, and it was considerably different.
Yeah, no, I would have had recently, freshly cut that. That would have been like a half guard, like I said. So I mean, just like Jason Statham length, you know. Oh. not completely like shaved. I got some weird like head wrinkles that it bothers me. So just a little bit, kind of like,
yeah,
takes that away. You don't notice it so much.
So it was for the Tremors movie.
Well, that's when it kind of started, and then
where are we going now?
Well, in the middle of it, my aunt had cancer for a while, and I was thinking, why not grow it out and donate it, which apparently requires a lot of hair to donate.
How much hair does it take?
I think this is about, like, for men it's a little bit different. I hear different things. It has to be in a ponytail. Okay. And typically they want at least like 8 inches. I could be wrong. But it does have to be considerably long. I thought you just go in there and shave it off, and you take what you get, you throw it together, you make a wig out of it. But no, it has to be actually bunched up in a ponytail. So I'm, okay, I'm getting close to the point where I could donate, and hopefully before I do cut it, we'd have enough to make a donation.
There you go.
She had just passed last August, so that'd be kind of like
I remember that,
in memory of her donation type of thing. So I thought about that, and then here comes Sturgis. We've talked about this for years.
Yeah. 3 years in the making.
3 years in the making. I could probably maybe find the message if we looked back far enough where you sent, I think it was me and Brett.
Yeah, I think so.
Just the three of us. You said, Sturgis, 2025. We're going.
And that was on, I think that was summer of 2022, and I was on the river with Brett, I think is what it was. I said, Sturgis 2025, and
now it's 2025. Here we are,
and we got our Vrbo all booked up and everything.
Yeah, it's been a process.
Well,
so.
Let's go back to the hair now.
Okay, back to the hair.
Can't get away from that.
No. So now we're at Sturgis. Well, we're not there right now.
We're getting close.
We're getting close. I think it's right around 90 days from now. A little over.
Dude, it's coming up so fast.
Because August 5th, I believe we check.
We
in.
Leave August 6th.
Okay, so I mean, we're right there at about that 90 days.
We check in August 7th.
So I decided that for Sturgis, we're gonna commit to the bit, and I am going to try to capture the Dennis Hopper from Easy Rider look.
All right.
So the beard will be gone for Sturgis. We're going to grow this until it's no longer, when we get to Sturgis, it's going to go off. This will no longer be here, except for the mustache. So it's going to be a handlebar mustache with the long hair.
All right.
Yeah.
And so this is Dennis Hopper from Easy Rider.
Yeah.
So for those who are listening, if you're not watching and looking what Justin looks like right now, Google Dennis Hopper, Easy Rider, and that's the look he's going for.
I mean, you could pull the Peter Fonda look if you really wanted to.
Me?
Yeah, you could.
What's that look like?
I have to look. What would now. Be like? What would be like Beatles monkeys haircut from like the 60s?
I'm gonna let you play dress up that week.
Well, you could do it too. It's fun. Why not?
It's like going to a Renaissance fair.
Hey, I mean, if there's a Renaissance fair in Sturgis around that time, we could go. I mean, Mark would be up for it. I mean, get some mead.
True, yeah.
You know, a little Viking Norwegian axe throwing, or, you know, and
he'll probably be riding out with horns on, Mark.
Yeah. Mark, get a horned helmet. We'll get some hot glue.
We'll
We'll glue horns to your helmet going out there.
He could just get a Vikings helmet. A Minnesota Vikings helmet's already on there. Just have a face mask.
There we go.
Yeah, I don't think that's DOT approved, though.
Oh. let's hope you don't have to use it.
You know, shit. Well, okay, so now we're coming up with what we're about. You said like about 90 days away?
Yeah, I mean, we got to be just a little over that.
So, yeah, we are coming up to, and some of you have heard because I've been on the podcast with Mark and I've been on the podcast with Justin multiple times and Brett, and that's who's all going out there. We're heading out to Sturgis here August 6th. We're leaving on a Wednesday, and we'll get out there August 7th to our Verbo in Lead, South Dakota. It's about like 3 miles away from Deadwood, which that'll be fun.
Yes.
And then it's probably about 20 minutes, 25 minutes away from Sturgis, I think.
It depends on rally traffic. This will be our first time, so we don't really know yet. It's a lot of...
let's just double check this while I got my handy-dandy iPad.
Oh, a handy-dandy iPad.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, so we're heading out there. And the fun... This is the best thing I like about it, and... Everyone always goes, what do you want to do on your birthday? Because my birthday is August 9th. Well, I'm like, this year, I'm going to go to Sturgis. So this will be so much fun. And it's on the last weekend of Sturgis, which is usually when, like, if we're going to go watch any band somewhere, usually that's when the best ones are there. Like last year, I think the final Saturday of Sturgis was Kid Rock, I believe.
Okay.
And I think Jelly Roll was out there too. So, like, that is pretty, that's pretty cool. So anyways, let's look up how far away we are going to be staying from Sturgis, because we got a Verbo, and we're right across from a brewery too. That's
yes.
Pretty cool. It's 28 miles to Sturgis from Lead. So no, 18 miles. I'm sorry. 28 minutes. So that's pretty close. It looks like it's going to be pretty easy, but
now from what I've heard, again, this is our first time there. I don't have any personal experience, but I've been telling people about Sturgis for a while now. And it's one of those things when you're in the Midwest, it doesn't matter if you're a biker or not. A lot of people are familiar with the area, just the Black Hills in general. That area, you're on your way to Yellowstone there. It brings a lot of people. So you tell people that you're going to that area, and I couldn't tell you how many people have reached out and said, well, you got to do this. You got to do that.
Yeah.
Are you going to do this? And it's like, I think so. I mean, we got a whole list of things
that, we have no idea
that we want to do, but at the same time, it's our vacation in a way that we can do whatever we want.
Well, here's the thing. We don't. Since we've never ridden that far before, we don't know how sore we're going to be.
Yeah, no, there
we
might
be exhausted.
There might be a little bit of Tylenol and ibuprofen stashed in the saddlebags. You know, it's something we've never done before.
No,
so.
Like today, you rode up here for my diaper party. For those who are unaware, I had a diaper party, but then it turned into a celebration of our dog party. And for those who are unaware, our dog passed away, Jake, not Cooper. Cooper was the year before. And unfortunately, this is the circumstances that my wife and I are under. But you came up for a diaper party, turned into a celebration for our dog. And that's why you're here this weekend. And you rode up 3 hours because you're from Dubuque, Iowa.
Yep. So came up from Dubuque.
So you're conditioning for this.
Yeah. Wait, I've been telling everybody for a while, we got to start conditioning because, you know, I did 3 hours. It was 150 miles, give or take.
Yeah.
That's not even half of what we're going to have to do every day to get to Sturgis and get back.
Right. So I did, what, about 65 miles today? That's about all I got under my belt. This is the first day for me. So,
yeah. No, it's going to be. It's going to be good. I wasn't as sore as I thought I was going to be. We'll see what happens tomorrow when I go home. But
when you got here, it was like 52.
Yeah.
You left 65 degree weather. You're like, oh, this isn't bad. And you got up here at 60 or 52.
I left the house and I was sweating bullets just because I was getting my gear on. I don't like riding unless I have at least somewhat minimal gear everywhere. I have gloves. I had my helmet. I had my padded flannel, the vest. I mean, by the time I got all of that on, I mean, that's 20, 30 pounds of gear total. I'm sweating.
Yeah.
And I get on the bike and I leave the house and the wind hits you and it's like, oh, this is so nice. I'm cooling off, you know. And then the cold front moved in.
What, on your way up from Dubuque, where do you think the cold, where did you feel the cold the most?
I stopped halfway. For those of you that aren't familiar with the area, there is a state park called Effigy Mounds. It's in the Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, Marquette, Iowa area. one of those weird little niche things about me is I like to stop there on my way up to Winona to use their porta potty because it's right there. I don't have to go through a gas station. I can just pull off real quick. Easy off, easy on. Stop there. It's an hour and a half away. Hopped off.
Those mound builders really knew how to build the porta potty back in the day.
They did. and for anyone that's not interested, if you have any interest in seeing a really cool
Native American.
Yeah, we went there actually 2021.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
It just popped up in my memories. We went there's wineries in the area.
Yeah.
There's breweries in the area. Effigy Mounds, it's free to go there. It's a state park. It's in the Native American burial ground area. A lot of history there. You're right on the river. Beautiful views. You get a little exercise. You learn a little bit. Yep. It's a great time. And they have great porta potties. I've never had a bad porta potty experience there. Not to like sell the whole thing short by any means, but
those porta potties are great.
I mean,
best ones on the market.
Okay, so a little side note here.
All right.
You may know this and you may have forgotten, but back when we went to UNI together and I would write parking tickets, I would love to go out to the Unidome was our stadium.
Oh, that's right.
And during football season, we had porta potties out there and they'd always clean them out on Tuesday. So when I'm walking all through campus, obviously I can get into any building I needed to, it was during the day. But when you're out in the middle of a parking lot and there's a porta potty right there, you take advantage of it. And there's nothing like using a freshly cleaned porta potty on a crisp fall day. It's a magical time.
That's a magical time.
It was.
That's how you know you're from Iowa, is when you get excited about the porta potties.
You never know when you might just need to use a porta potty. You never know what it's going to look like. So knowing when it was clean, when it was fresh, ready to go.
Fresh.
You can't. You can't beat that.
Well, anyways, go back to you felt cold when you got to Effigy Mounds.
I get back on the bike after Effigy Mounds. I had an hour and a half left. I start noticing it then. By the time I got to the state border, definitely was feeling it. By the time I got to Winona, I was straddling the gas tank with my legs and bundled up as much as I possibly could, trying to get any engine heat that I could to keep me nice and warm.
Poor guy.
I mean, I have cold weather gear. I was not expecting to use it, and I should have. But either way, it's all conditioning because we don't know what the weather is going to be 90 days from now.
Well, last year I was watching the weather just because I wanted to see what it was like. Actually, last year in August, which is weird, it was in like the mid to upper 70s. I'm like, oh, that's actually pretty good for the people that are out there.
Yeah.
I think the year before, though, it was very hot.
Well, we're going to be like at the base of the mountains, too. So you never know. The weather is goofy there.
Yeah. I can't wait, though. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. But, we have a schedule to keep, and
we got to get there.
We have to get there. So
our first day, though, we're only going 4 hours out of the 11. So day two is 7 hours.
For you guys.
For us, yes. You got longer,
I got a six-hour day.
Actually, Mark has the shortest amount because he's already a half hour on the way there. So
that's true.
I had to stop by his new basement bar and pick up a patch.
You got to get the patches.
So we'll get to that. But anyways, when we get out there, we're staying across the road from a place called Dakota Shivers Brewing. And I just looked it up here because I was interested. It says it's right across the street from us because that's what I believe the address was. And
I think that was a selling point when we were looking at where we could go.
Well, also, we didn't have many options.
Well, the rentals that you get for options, if you don't have an established connection, it's slim pickings. You have people that go Sturgis every year and they have that booking pre-set up. And so by the time that we could get into an Airbnb or Vrbo looking for options, hotels aren't an option at that point. They're sold out.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to spend $2,000 a night, you gotta do a little bit of work, a little bit of searching. And when this one popped up, it was pretty reasonable. I think that we're all about
$3,000 total for four guys for 5 days.
Yeah, so
four. I think it's four nights. It's California. We get there on a Thursday, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. We leave Monday morning. So 4 nights roughly, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, not bad for, I think it was $3,000. No, it can't be $3,000.
No, it's less than that.
It was $1,500 or something like that. But split that up 4 ways, that's pretty cheap.
I was going to say it's like $300 to $400 a person. Give
that's
or take.
Not bad at all.
For, and again, we're looking at about $100 a night. I think it's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath place. So for 4 or 5 guys, that's going to be perfect. But being right across the street from a brewery was a pretty big selling point too.
I'm gonna have to tag them on the podcast here. Mile High Beers.
We're gonna be there 90 days.
You guys better still be around then. It says open every day, so. 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. only. That's not that's good. Okay. It's not good. I said, find us on Facebook, and all it does is take me to this. Content's not available. Oh, shit.
You got a 404 error there.
So I hope we're around because it'll be really fun because we are part of the Speakeasies, as people probably know if they've listened to us. And we've collected some more patches since then.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look. You got your vest with you today.
I do.
I've got mine with us. Let's see what we've kind of added throughout since the last... The last time we were on was, would you come in, was it April of last year or March?
July.
No. When we did the two-part episode.
Oh, the two-parter.
Because we wore a vest on that one.
Ooh, that would have, I thought that might have even been February.
It could have been, yeah.
It was early. It was early in the, I mean, that was episode 10, I think.
Oh, so that would have been, no, you we'll just do it one week at a time. So 10 weeks after January 1st would have been. Middle of March.
Okay.
So, okay, let's see here. Now, since then, I have added some. What one that I've added, which was really cool, or a couple that I've added, were from Arizona that I got on my one-year anniversary trip with my wife. I got one of them called Petal House Brewery in Tempe. And then I also, I know it's on here somewhere else. There it is on the back. Another one, which is one of my favorites, is Four Peaks. And people know Four Peaks because it's, I guess, a pretty famous brewery. One of the guys that was on here, he was from there. He goes, oh, Four Peaks. But they also do collabs with Bad Birdie, which is my favorite golf brand as well. And then I had one other one I thought on here because we would – oh, yeah, right here. This one says Whittle Water. It's Goldwater Brewing Co., and they're from also Scottsdale area because I was in the Apache Junction area, and so Scottsdale is right there. So we had a lot of breweries to pick from, and Stephanie was like, well, I'll just pick a few because she's pregnant and she didn't want to be running around all day. But those are ones that I got from the furthest away. Which one is a kind of a unique one for you that you just recently got?
One that I recently got that's unique.
Since you were last on.
Since I was last on.
I know you have a one of one on there.
I do have a one of one. The Dimensional Brew Co.
And you brought Dimensional beer on.
We did have Dimensional Brew during one of the podcasts I was on. This is a special one that the GM Molly had gotten for me.
GM Molly.
Yeah. Well, the difference between your vest and mine is I have extra patches on mine. You've done a fantastic job keeping it straight to breweries, but I have a little bit of Harley that I've added on here from different Harley dealerships I've gone to. Actually, today we were just down in La Crosse at what's the actual name?
Oh, Great River Harley.
Great River Harley, yeah.
Yep.
We were just there. I got another patch from. I got a couple patches from them.
So,
actually.
Are you collecting patches from Harley dealers now too?
Yeah.
See, I thought about doing the poker chips.
I have a couple poker chips too, but you know, it's just one of those things that I like showing. The whole thing with the vest was always going to be showing like a progress, trips, places that you've been as a you know, a keepsake, a, you know, however you want to word it. Yep. And one of the coolest things, it's not a recent one, but I have some Harley patches from the Caribbean that I have on here. I have, this is Harley from Nassau, Bahamas. This is Harley from Jamaica. That would have been Falmouth, Jamaica.
Yep.
I have another one that's a special one here on the other side. that I'm the only one in the speakeasy that I have. It's a best man patch.
A best man patch, yeah. That was one of your gifts.
Yeah, I wonder who got that for me.
I have no idea. It's probably a really nice guy.
But no, I have a lot of pins too that I like to collect from the Harley dealerships.
You collect the pins too.
Yeah.
See, and now I'll get a pin at a brewery if that's all they got.
You know, that's, I mean, we have...
But one of them flew off in traffic one time. Uh-oh. Well, actually, it wasn't traffic. It was on the interstate. One of them from Hawaii, too, which
sucks. Oh, no. You better go back and get that one.
You know what we should have done today?
What?
You don't have cars, do you?
I don't have cars.
We should have went to freaking cars because they have them now.
That's okay. We'll get them at some point.
We will.
I don't know. Like I said, I just kind of pick them up. I get kind of eclectic with it. We have a couple pins from Milwaukee from the Harley Museum. Chicago, Waterloo, Dubuque. This is the Dells.
Do you have the new Two Fathoms one yet?
I do have a new Two Fathoms.
You got the Two Fathoms. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you had gotten that one or not.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have that one before.
Yep, I just got that actually during when we were up here for your baby shower.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. You know, so I just kind of, if I see something I like, we'll throw it on there. Another thing that's different about my vest compared to yours is this is my only vest. You've had, I think that's your third one.
This is my third vest because I went from
the same as this one.
Same as that one to an Indian one.
Yep.
To now this Harley one.
Right.
And to be honest with you, the Indian one was the most comfortable vest. Mm-hmm. This one's okay, but I couldn't have an Indian vest while I'm riding a Harley, I don't think.
It probably wouldn't be a good thing. I think that the Delta Lab patch is probably my favorite.
You like that one? That
was kind of cool. This one, when we were in Madison for the Milwaukee trip.
Yep, that was a good time.
I like this one. It's just, I mean, that was just a cool brewery though too.
Yeah, it looked like a science lab.
Looked like a science lab. I mean, I think they literally bought a science lab. You know, the black top tables, the chalkboards, the beaker. I mean, they serve their beer in beakers. Test tubes,
that,
you know.
Yes, that was hilarious.
That was
a really neat one.
That was a cool one.
I kind of forgot about that, but it's on our way home. I think it was our last one. And I went to go get the flight, and it came in test tubes. I'm like, that's kind of a cool thing. And then they had the tables like you were in a science lab.
Yeah.
And in the between, they had the water faucet, like if you were going to flush out your eyes at a chemistry lab, except for it was for people to get water.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
No, it was really cool.
One of my favorite, I was just telling you this earlier today, one of my favorite places we went to was the one with the baseball theme.
Yes.
Where they had a whole wiffle ball court in there. I'm like, that, it was so cool in there. And it just had a unique baseball theme. It was downtown Milwaukee. I just thought that was a really neat one that we went to. But also, the Wizard Works was a cool one. But you know, so you don't have any Canadian patches, do you?
Nope.
I have Canadian ones. I have, when my wife and I went on our honeymoon, I looked for patches, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we went to some breweries while we were there. But when I was in Victoria, BC, I got one from Whistle Boy. And then in Washington, I got Stoop. And also, Obeck was another one. And then I got my Maui Brewing Co., which was obviously from Hawaii. One fun one that I have on here that has nothing to do with the brewery is this one where we got Paul Bunyan walking across with the Pillsbury Doughboy and a couple other things. It's like the Beatles.
Abbey Road.
Yeah, and that's kind of a cool. I found that the state fair.
So you've been adding patches that aren't breweries now.
Just this one is the only one other than my Harley owners group that I'm part of. But
and your Harley and your flag. So I guess you've kind of been branching out yourself.
Yeah, oh, my flag. We got to have the flag on.
We got to have the flag on
because we're American, duh. But also, you need to, you probably need to redo your speakeasy because now you're not from Winona, you're from Dubuque.
Well, I'll always be a Winona speakeasy.
Okay, you're always going to be part of that one. That's cool. Yeah,
Winona original.
And then I do have a one-of-one Brews and Crews podcast patch that you don't have.
Yeah, well, we need to make that a one-of-two.
Do I need to make another one? Sure. I should probably get it for... You know what? Maybe I should just get one for all the guys that are going because you've all been on the podcast.
Yeah.
Mark's been on it. Brett's been on it. You've been on it now four times.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this has been a really fun thing. And
I mean, this has been years and years in the making. I think that we started this in 2018.
Did we?
I think so.
I know when we first cut our vest, we were sewing these by yourself. I think you still do.
I have sewn every patch on here by myself. I have not moved any patches.
I haven't removed any either.
I have a couple like little meme ones here that when I get to the point where I've ran out of room, they'll come off.
Yep.
Okay. And we'll just keep going with it. But where I put them is where they stay.
This one right here, this one that I was telling you about earlier from Goldwater Brewing Co. from Arizona. It's basically like a Toyota thing. It says Whittle Wadder. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got your Whittle Wadder. I'm like, that was the only patch I had. I'm like, it's stupid, but I got to get it.
It kind of looks like the Trimmer's truck.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
So anyways, yeah, it's been fun doing this kind of stuff as well. I picked up a few new ones, though. Loose Line was the one that I just got recently as well. But it's been fun. I love doing this, and I hope to find more.
I want to say that maybe it was 2019. I think I started writing in 2018. I think the summer of 2019 is where we started. But
I remember when you said, oh, I'm never going to get a motorcycle.
Yeah, well, you know what? Well, things change.
They certainly did.
But, you know, I feel like it's getting harder and harder to find places that have patches.
It really is. It's hard to find them because most places don't. So like when I go places,
it's all stickers now.
Yeah. Well, we do that on our cooler for the beer cooler.
I mean,
that's
still cool to have stickers, but I mean, it's really. I mean, and maybe it's just my local area. Maybe it's not as popular down there.
It's not that popular up here either.
But you know, it's hard to find patches. That's when I kind of started adding the Harley patches. Where, you know, if I go into Chicago or you know, like on a cruise, I'm not going to take my motorcycle to Jamaica,
right?
So you know, it's still a cool thing. Like my rule is, I have to get it myself. So
That's my rule too.
I have to physically be there. It doesn't matter if I get there by plane, cruise ship, motorcycle, car. I have to physically buy it myself. And I've had family reach out and say, I can get you a patch or I can get you a pen. Like, no, it's not going on the vest because I have to physically go there myself. I have to buy it. If it's a brewery, I have to drink something there. It may not always be a beer because some of these I wasn't drinking. But I had an NA beer. I had a root beer float. That was a special root beer float.
Oh, that was right. I remember that.
Yeah.
One time, here's how dedicated I am, I guess, is one of them on there. I can't remember exactly which one. I bought a hat, and Stephanie took off the patch, and I took it in.
You almost
put it
have
there.
To do that sometimes because they don't have patches. But
I'm always wondering why they just don't like say, hey, get us a few patches while you're already putting them on our hats anyways.
You know, it's...
That's stupid.
I just don't think the demand's there. I've seen people with patches like this, but you know, I honestly don't know why there's patches. I mean, I don't know what the intention was. I mean, we've taken it and put it on our vests.
I wouldn't take them and put them anywhere else.
But again, who else is buying patches? What are they doing?
I know. Nothing.
Maybe if somebody knows, put it in the comments and we'll find out.
Someone please comment.
I mean, I don't know. It's like, I'm not a cyclist by any means, if you can't tell. That has to be a motorcycle. But I don't know. Like, I know that
you're not a cyclist.
I'm a motorcyclist.
Well, you did put your bike in the rafters back there. So
every bike I own is hanging up somewhere with flat tires, probably. I got one at home, too, and it's hanging up right next to Lana's. But I mean, I don't know. Like cyclists, I know that I do have some friends that are cyclists, and they do like Ragbri. For those of you that don't know, Ragbri is a week long bike ride across the state of Iowa.
Yeah,
people are diehard into that. I don't know if those like you get your Lance Armstrong outfit and you put a patch on it. I don't know what the patches were originally for.
Unless
it worked out for us.
Unless you're going to put them on like a t-shirt or something. That's all
I mean, maybe the demand's just not there for it.
All I have to do is just get a couple of them because they already probably got them on the hats. Just say, hey, give us like five of them for our place. And Karst never had them. And then all of a sudden one day I went in, I'm like, you got patches now, what? Mm-hmm. But they are a big cyclist. Brewery and
so
fountain,
yeah, I'm wondering
so.
if that's a thing. Like,
well, there's not that many in the cities, and there's a lot of cyclists up in the cities in Minneapolis area. I was just at like four of them on Saturday, not one patch.
Yeah.
No. Oh wait, no, I did get a patch, and it was about 3 inches by 2 inches.
Okay.
It was $6.
Yeah, that's about right.
No, not for this. It looks like a tag from a shirt.
Oh.
Their hats had better ones.
Oh.
Anyways, it was from a place called 56 something up in, it was a cool little place, but anyways, beyond the point, we're going to go out to Sturgis with these bad boys on.
Yeah, and we're going to probably get some more patches. I'm sure there's at least going to be some Sturgis pins. The Flood Run here, they have pins every year.
And the thing is, obviously, there's the Harley, there's a Harley dealer out there, so you'll get another patch, which I might even have to get that one just because we're there. This is like a probably a once in a lifetime thing we're going to do. I don't know.
I mean, unless it's just too good to pass up, I think this might be a one and done for me.
Yeah.
We've always talked about doing like big trips, and I wouldn't be opposed to doing a big trip, but just the amount of ground that we have to cover in a day or 2 days to get there and all. I mean, once we get there, riding around is going to be nothing compared to that.
No,
you know, that'd be like what we did today.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go for an hour, 2 hours at the most, through the area, take a big break in between, ride around a little bit more. It's not going to be, we're going to have to be booking it, 6-7 hours a day.
The second day, yes.
Yeah.
So for those who are listening, the route we're taking out, at least from Winona, Minnesota, we're not sure where you're meeting us.
I'm probably just going to meet you in Sioux Falls the first night.
All right. So you're going to be on your own. That's going to be, have fun. as for Winona, we'll probably take I-90 out to Sioux Falls because it hits it right there. But then when we get there, the plan is this, and I know you're part of it and you know it. We're going to take highways south of I-90. It's going to be, because those crosswinds are a bitch. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. But below that are highways. And eventually they lead up through the Black Hills and go into Lead. So I think we're going to get a really nice ride, but it's going to be much longer because day one's only 4 hours. That one's like 7 hours. So we'll have to get up and probably leave by 8 or 9, depending on weather, and see where we're at that point. But it's going to be a long one for the second day, and then when we leave day one, we have to do that 7 hours back because we're staying in Sioux Falls again because Mark was generous enough to get us free hotel rooms with his points. So that saves all of us, $150. A little bit,
yeah. I mean, we're getting away, fairly reasonable when it comes to lodging. When you think Sturgis, for anyone that knows about it, it's big money.
Yeah.
Saving that extra step along the way.
I think it's like 500,000 people go every year.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big thing. I mean, I couldn't imagine people that go from, the East Coast, West Coast, and book all the way through.
I followed a guy one, not following behind him, but on YouTube. He documented going from, I think it was California to Sturgis. And it was kind of cool to watch all their landscapes they went through. But it was by Laidlaw Harley. Mm-hmm. So I watched that. That was kind of cool. That was 2 years ago. So yeah, it's going to be, we probably have an easy trip compared to what other people do.
Yeah, and then there's people that do it in one day too, and more power to you if you can do that. But, I don't got that cyclist figure.
Well,
have a motorcyclist figure.
We're going for more of an experience. Like, we want to enjoy it. We don't want to rush out there and rush back and just kill ourselves going there. So we're going
to... I think that this is going to be a great opportunity for us to take this as a learning experience for future trips.
That's right. Because you and me, we had a trip planned one time and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
We were going to go up to Duluth and around Lake Superior.
Do the Lake Superior loop.
And COVID happened. We had it planned. I think it was the summer of 2019. We're like, yep, next summer we're doing this. And then I came back from my cruise in 2020 in March, and everything shut down, and you couldn't cross the border. So I still would love to do that one someday.
Yeah, so like I was saying, like, this is going to be a great learning experience for us to take going forward and see, what works, what doesn't, make sure that we plan accordingly. Because I had that booked out, I think, over 5 or 6 days.
I think it was about 6 days.
And we, I don't think...
like 3 hours a day we had to ride.
Yeah, the longest day would have been on the north coast of Superior, going through some smaller Canadian towns where you don't have...
Thunder Bay was one of them, I remember that.
Thunder Bay was going to, I think Duluth, that area was day one. That's where we'd stay, go there, and then Thunder Bay. And then we'd stay somewhere around like the middle, the center-ish, north coast. I can't remember what the name of the town was. And then we go through Sault Ste. Marie. Yep. And I had that planned so we would not be necessarily on the bike all day. We would do the 3-hour trip, maybe get up early, 9 o'clock, by noon we'd be in the area. We have all day to find out, learn about the area, go around, look for breweries, look for whatever we want to do. Yep. And then the next day do the same thing. So it kept the riding reasonable while allowing for that sightseeing portion of it.
Yeah. Because those towns are tiny, so I'm not really sure what we were going to see.
You know, I mean, I've been in a lot of small towns that were a lot of fun.
Effigy Mounds. Porta potties are great there.
The porta potties are great there. We were fishing in Genoa one year. And little town bar there was having an anniversary party. I think it was like a 50th anniversary or something.
Oh, I think you told me about that.
It was crazy. They had dollar beers. Everybody from that town and 8 towns over were all there. It was a big blowout party. We just happened to be there fishing that weekend. And then, I mean, something that doesn't always happen. It wasn't something that was planned, but you never know what you're going to get into.
That's right. And we're in a really small town of Leeds, so
yeah,
that'll actually probably be kind of fun. And then 3 miles away from Deadwood, and Brett sent that thing like, hey, there's people giving rides mm-hmm. for money, because we're like, well, we'll just Uber to the places. But that could be nuts too. Who knows? But then if there's other people giving out rides that we can just tip them and pay them.
Yeah.
That'll be fun, because Deadwood's a really cool town. I don't know if you've been, but...
Nope. My Sturgis experience was picking up your bike, where...
That's right.
I literally left here from the studio with your old bike
yeah.
on a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I think I left at like 9 a.m., maybe 8 a.m. I can't remember. It was early. I left. I was in... it's between Sturgis and Rapid City. I can't remember the town I actually stayed in. It was some little town.
I thought you stayed in Rapid City.
I was north of Rapid City. I was in between the two. So it was like a 15-minute ride to Sturgis.
Yeah, I can tell you in just a moment. But
I think it starts with an M, if that helps.
You keep talking.
So yeah, that was like 11 hours. I literally only stopped to get gas. I would grab food at the gas station. I'd eat it on the way. And then I got up the next morning. I went to the Indian dealership in Sturgis literally as soon as they opened. Did what I needed to do, got the bike loaded up, and booked it on back. I think it was 11 hours there, 11 hours back. The whole thing was less than 48 hours, and that's my only Sturgis experience.
I can't believe you did all that quick.
I think that the salesperson reached out to you and was surprised that I was gone so quickly. Literally showed up, dropped the bike, picked up the bike. You had a t-shirt that I needed to exchange for a different size. They helped me out with that, and I was gone. I didn't need to stick around there any longer.
Well, there's a town called Blackhawk, but
nope.
I was pretty sure I set you up in the same hotel as Stephanie and I took the dogs to.
Let me see real quick.
Well, here's Rapid City. Here's Rapid City. But anyways, yeah. That's your one experience. And you said, never again am I doing that.
The Somerset.
Somerset. That didn't start with an M, but okay.
Well, maybe the hotel did. I can't remember. There's something with an M.
It's called a motel.
Oh, it's a motel.
Motel. So anyways, yeah, you said all the crosswinds were so bad. It ate up all my gas.
Yeah, no, My tachometer on the car.
I paid you $700 shipping fee.
Yeah, well, it worked.
And I paid for your hotel, or was that all included in the $700? I can't remember.
I think that you just cut me a check, or you paid me out for a certain amount, and then it was up to you. That's typically how we do that.
You had to choose your hotel. So you could choose the most fancy one, or you could choose the least fancy one.
Like when I went and got the MR2 Spider from Destin, I was planning on driving that 23 hours straight. That did not happen.
But dude, you've done so many shipping jobs for me.
Yeah, it's fun. it's always a great theory until you get about that 11 hours in, you're like,
this sucks.
This ain't worth it.
Yeah, that's right. Remember, I flew you down from Rochester to Destin.
Yeah.
And some guy's like, just so you know, this isn't like a car show quality car. I'm like, oh, that's fine. That's cool. And he's like, all right.
Well, those guys, they just wasted my time down there. If they wouldn't have kept me down there so long, I probably could have maybe gotten a little bit further up, but I think by the time the guy picked me up at like 11, I was thinking this was going to be like an hour, pick up the car on my way, leave at noon type of thing. I didn't even get back on the road until like 2 or 3 in the afternoon because they were like just wasting my time down there.
What were they doing?
The dude left for a little bit. I think they had like a casting couch situation going on in the back. This was a little like former gas station turned auto shop. I mean, you could probably make a sitcom about it, just like the characters that were there.
Oh my gosh, really? I didn't know it was a casting couch situation.
I don't know. There was things happening, and I'm just like, please, sir, give me the title. Here is your money. I need to drive 23 hours
today. Jeez, that's awesome. That sounds like a really good time you had.
Yeah, I mean, it was good up to a point, and then of course, you know, it was wintertime up here.
Yeah, it was December.
And it was 60 degrees down there, so I show up in a sweatshirt and shorts, and everyone's looking at me kind of funny because, you know, 60 degrees in Florida is
that's
borderline, you know, winter weather advisory.
You better get a mink coat on that one.
But
there's the Dakota Brewing Dakota Shivers.
Yeah, no, all they pictures. They were looking at me funny because I was driving with the top down too. I had my hood up and I had it tied together. And I was looking like Kenny from South Park driving down the road with the top down.
Why do you have the top down?
So I could stay awake.
Oh God! Okay. I thought the top didn't work. I'm like, it was manual top.
It's hard to fall asleep when you got wind hitting your face.
You stayed overnight somewhere, didn't you? Like Chicago area?
It was just past, just north of. I don't know, whatever's on the other side of the river from St. Louis in Illinois.
Okay,
That area.
You kept, I don't remember if you had like some location services on, but I felt like I kept watching you where you were, or you were texting me specifically.
I think I was just texting you every time I stopped. I had to have Lana call and get me a hotel room that night because I was to the point where I was like, okay, I don't feel comfortable driving anymore. I've had as much coffee as I can take. I need to sleep. I think I stayed at like a Super 8 or Motel 6, something like that.
How much did I pay you for that one? It's like $500?
I can't remember. All of these deals, I make a little bit of money, but then hindsight, you know.
Depends how much you like driving.
By the time that I, you know, pay out the gas and I pay out the hotel room.
There's a $700 one for the cycle. That one was your hotel. You choose your hotel and the gas. The other one was I thought I pretty much paid for everything on the car.
That was the same type of deal. I'm just going to give you so much money and you, because I said I was going to drive through and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to pay for a hotel. It's up to you if you take it or not.
Okay. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
No, I
paid for your plane ticket too, though.
You did.
Forget about that.
Yep. Yep. You paid for that. That was part
of it. Good times. Good times.
But the thing that kicked this all off is when I bought the Miata off of eBay.
That's right. And you went down to like Arkansas, didn't you?
Yeah. Mississippi.
Mississippi. Okay.
It was about an hour south of Memphis. I flew into Memphis. Guy picked me up from the hotel. Hindsight. Could have been an episode of Dateline. Who's to know? He took me to a laundromat where the Miata was in a garage at the laundromat. Guy wanted to keep talking my ear off about Speed Queen washing machines. And
why?
I don't know. He was lonely or something. Dude had a lot of laundromats. He knew a lot about it.
Oh, man.
I think he was a little like upset because I got the Miata for an opening bid. And he's like, I don't really want to part with it, but, you know, here we go. And he just kept talking with me. I'm like, dude, I got to drive 13 hours home. Give me the title. Here's your cash. Everybody
going.
Wants to like talk and like linger when you like, you don't realize I'm going back to Minnesota tonight. I need to leave now.
I need to be there.
Yeah, that was 13 hours in the Miata, though. I stopped in Cedar Rapids on the way to see my parents.
So it turned out to be a family adventure.
Yeah, I think I left. I met the guy at 10 o'clock, I think.
In the morning?
In Memphis, yeah. And
did you fly down there, too?
Yeah, I flew down there. We were visiting Brooke in Chicago, so I just flew from Chicago down to Memphis.
Oh.
They took me to the airport, just one-way trip down there. Stayed at a Hilton. They gave me a ride to the free shuttle.
To the laundromat.
And then the guy met me at the hotel. And then the thing I was mad about was this dude was in the hotel. Like, we said we were meeting at 10. I was there at 9:30. This dude was there at 9:30. He's over there eating the free hotel food, like taking advantage of the
continental breakfast.
The continental breakfast, like eating breakfast. Ooh. And then like 10 o'clock, he like messages me and like, hey, I'm here. And then I'm like, I'm here too. And then we find it's one of those like weird things.
He's eating the breakfast.
It's like, you probably don't know, but there's an episode of The Office where Will Ferrell and,
that's right. I don't know that.
Okay. Well, literally, wow, I'm spacing it. Steve Carell and Will Ferrell, their characters are at a bar together, and they're meeting each other. They don't realize they're meeting each other. They're having a conversation. They're like, God, I wonder where this guy is. He's just so late right now. Like, I'm going to call him. So one of them walks away and makes a phone call, and the other guy's phone rings. They're like, oh, I got to answer this. And they're like talking to each other across the bar, and then they're like, oh, it's you. That's basically what happened.
Oh, yeah. He's eating the free hotel food.
He was just there eating the free hotel food, and he's like, okay. And so he's telling me all about these speed queens on the way down. We get the car. It worked.
Speed queens.
I'm like, all right, well, I got to get going. And then, yeah, 13 hours later, it was...
Miata's back.
Miata's in Minnesota.
Yeah, and now it's somewhere else.
Yeah, we don't know where it's at now.
Well, let's go back to the Sturgis thing now.
Yeah, we kind of took a detour there.
We're going to probably take some detours on the way there, too. What's the one thing that you're looking forward to, then, going there? One of my favorite things is just going to be all of us taking this adventure together that we've never done. We've gone there, but not by bike. Mm-hmm. So like Brett was there when he was little. I was there in March of 21 because COVID, you couldn't do anything. But in South Dakota, I could do everything I wanted to do. They didn't care if you had a mask on. They didn't care if you brought your dogs into the building. I was like, oh, this is a great place. You were there to pick up a bike.
I was also there in 97. We went on a family trip to Mount Rushmore.
Oh, well, there you go then. So you've been there, but, and Mark, I don't know if he's ever been there at all or if it was maybe a family vacation. So for all of this, this is by bike. This is all brand new for all four of us.
I mean, this is my first like big group guy trip.
Yeah.
I mean,
same here. I don't think I've ever.
I mean,
taken
you
one.
And I have done cruises and I've gone out to California to see, Joe with Ben. So, I mean,
sure.
I've done big trips, but this is kind of like the hangover in a way. Like,
yeah.
we're going to Vegas type of thing, but it's Sturgis.
We're going to Sturgis.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to handle us. Four guys show up, you know. They're like,
speakeasies.
The speakeasies.
Careful, guys. We might patch you to death.
Yeah, we're just the Temu version of Wild Hogs.
That's such a good movie too.
It is a good movie.
That's a fun movie. But yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to is four guys who have never gone to the Sturgis Rally are gonna go. It's not like one person's been there and be like, yeah, I'll show you guys all what to do. We're all gonna discover this together at the same time.
Yeah,
that's what I look forward to. Also, going through the Black Hills on our way into Lead will be really fun too, I think.
Well, yeah, because last time I was there to get your bike, and like I said, it was straight there, straight back. And when you're on 90, you can see the Black Hills. They're in the distance.
Yep.
I mean, they're probably a good like 30 miles away, I would guess, at least. I mean, it's got to be a jaunt off of the interstate, but you can see them. Uh-huh. And it's just really cool when you get, I would say, about three quarters of the way through the state, so I don't know, kind of by a little bit before Waldrug, where you can see the landscape change, where you can go through about half of South Dakota, where it looks a lot like western Minnesota, western Iowa.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know, it's flat. You know, you get a little bit of like that prairie look, but then when you get, you know, to like that Black Hill area, like the whole landscape just changes, where it's a lot more definition to the rockscaping that you have there, like the Black Hills, obviously.
Yeah.
And they just look so goofy from the highway, the interstate. You know, you see like these like irregular shaped rocks, and I mean, it's like the Titanic scene. I can see them already. Very small, of course. It's like you can see them, but they're just. You know, it's going to be cool to actually spend time, look at that. I mean, there's going to be some tourist trappy stuff that we'll probably do either way. I mean, honestly, like Mount Rushmore and like Crazy Horse. I mean, if we show up, great. If we don't, I've seen it before.
I've already been there, yeah.
It hasn't changed much.
Not much.
No.
If at all. Did they add another president up there yet or not?
Not yet.
No, still the same one? I was like, okay.
The same one.
So, yeah, that's what that would be fun. You know what also is a cool town is where we're staying in night one, and then on the way home is Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls is a really, I don't know if you've been, but it's a nice, clean town. And Steph and I, we really enjoyed it in 2021. That was a fun. They had the falls area. I was like, well, this is a really neat little clean town. So, and then Jake broke a glass.
Oh.
He saw another dog when we were at the brewery downtown, and he yanked one of our arms, and it hit the table, and the glass broke. And I'm like, oh, man, we feel bad. They come out, oh, no, this happens all the time. We don't care. No big deal. I'm like, all right, well, Jake broke a glass. My bad.
I'm interested to see what the Airport Fairmont Suites has to offer for us.
The what?
The Airport Fairmont Suites.
Is that what we're saying?
I think so.
Okay. I mean, Mark stays at nice hotel, so it's probably a nice hotel.
Yeah. We'll see what it has to offer.
We'll see what it has to offer, I guess.
I mean, I'm not complaining either way. I don't think we're going to have a lot of time to really explore Sioux Falls.
Well, depends on what time we leave it. It's only 4 hours from here.
We'll see.
Check-in's at 4 or 3. Whatever time, doesn't matter.
No,
there might be some time to go to the Harley.
I have no problem like leaving Dubuque early. Like I said, I'm probably just going to cut across state of Iowa, through Sioux City.
You should just come up the night before.
I'm not going to throw that extra three hours of riding on.
All right. Well, you go. No, you do. Okay. I mean, was just say go home that way. Then when he leaves Sioux Falls, just you take off your way.
I'll do
just
that
come up
too.
And stay the night. Just come up and stay the night with me, and you'd be refreshed and ready to go.
No.
All right, screw you then.
No, I mean, one thing about coming up this weekend on the bike is you can tell how being on the bike for 3 hours really hits your body. Now, yeah. it wasn't my back. It wasn't like my legs like I thought it was going to be. It was my hand.
Yeah.
And it could have been because it was cold and I was holding on a little bit tight. But, I mean, I can definitely feel the tightness here. So I it's one of those things that when I know where it's going to hit me, I can look and to see what I can do. Maybe I need like a compression glove or something on here to help my pain. But again, I don't really want to add an extra 6 hours to an already
expensive
trip.
No, I'm just saying
the
one time you come up here, but when you go home, then you cut across the state of Iowa to cut it down.
If you're going the 90 way, I can meet you halfway. I can meet you in Albert Lee.
All right, let's call. I got to meet Brett and I will probably leave obviously together to meet Mark in St. Charles, pick up our patches from his bar, and head off.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just there's no real good easy way for me to like cut cross country to meet you on the way.
I know.
I mean, the best thing that I could do is to meet you in like Albert Lee, which honestly would not be. It's like 3 minutes different for me.
Then you might as well meet us in Albert Lee.
I just didn't know which way you were going to go. If you were going to go the 14 way and then cut down, or if you're just going to take 90.
Probably just take 90, because 90 in Minnesota isn't windy like it is in South Dakota.
Yeah.
South Dakota 90 is pretty rough. Because if we were to go 14, that adds like a whole other hour. Well, 90 in Minnesota is not the same as 90 in South Dakota, where there's all those crosswinds. Because those crosswinds, even when I had just my truck and we were driving with the dogs, I was still getting blown around, because you can go 80 plus. I think I was going 85, because that's what the speed limit is, 80. So I usually go 5 over. And then you said with the trailer, it was really bad.
No, like I said, my tachometer was just going all over the place.
Yeah.
I called my dad, actually, because I thought like my...
could blow out the transmission.
I thought so. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, is there any chance that's just the wind? And he's like, yeah, it's probably just the wind. So, yeah. And, I mean, obviously, I had the towing capacity for it, but, I mean, it was blowing me all over the road. So I'm not looking forward to possibly doing that with a motorcycle, but
yeah. Well, as we're starting to wind down here, let's talk about our bikes quick. What are you riding out there?
I'm going to be riding a 2012 Heritage Softail.
All right. And you got a windshield, I assume?
I have a windscreen, yes.
You got a windscreen on yours, no fairing?
No fairing.
Okay.
At least not yet.
Now, do you have music?
No.
Oh, my. I don't know how you're going to do it. Well, you got headphones, right?
I do have headphones that I can put in my helmet.
Okay.
I'm looking at possibly upgrading that to a better system, but, you know, 6 hours alone with my thoughts, I can keep myself pretty entertained.
Okay. gosh. You know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be listening to podcasts.
Yeah?
Because most people go, oh, that's so boring. I'd fall asleep to that. I go, no, because it keeps me engaged with what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. If I listen to songs and I know them and I'm just like, oh, okay, it's the same song. I already know the lyrics, so it's just kind of, but if I'm listening to something like Dave Ramsey or Armchair Expert or Rogan, mm-hmm. I got to listen and I got to understand what they're saying and stuff like that. So I will most likely listen to a podcast. But I'm riding out there on the 23 and a half Street Glide CVO, which we saw together in Milwaukee.
Yes.
And then I got the itch and I came back and I bought that. So
this is the bike that turned you from Indian.
Turned me from Indian to Harley. And actually, I'm pretty happy with it. There are certain things, though, that I would take from Indian's stuff and put it on there. One of them is the adjustable windscreen. That is, I don't know why Harley has nothing like that, but the adjustable windscreen mm-hmm. was one thing I missed. The other thing I did miss, but then now I kind of forgot about it. Like when we got back on today, it was my first time this year. Now I'm just used to it, but at first, the pedals and stuff like that, like the brake and the shifter, those are all in a pedals. Sorry,
yeah, I didn't see you pedaling much.
Yeah, I did with my Flintstone that shit. No, so like those the shifter and the brake are closer than they
you
were.
You can extend your
I know, but why would they just controls? Do that ahead of time?
Well, I mean, the thing about motorcycles is they're customizable for who's riding it.
Yeah, that's true. And
I mean, we can talk any numbers of bikes. I mean,
there's always pluses and minuses about all of them.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta customize it to fit you. Yeah, and
like I did with the windscreen, I got a Clockworks 10-inch one because
mm-hmm. we just installed that today.
Yeah, and Harley doesn't make. Yeah, we installed it. We unscrewed four bolts.
Hey, you know what? I saved you $110.
You did save. Wow.
That would have been an hour's worth of labor at Harley.
But I did the one before that by myself.
Oh, well. I guess I won't send you invoice then.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, that was one thing is I had to change the windscreen. I finally found one that I like. And that 10-inch one's perfect because the wind goes like ripped to my hairline, mm-hmm. which is perfect. And then the other thing I don't like about the Harleys is their the saddlebags. They're like you put them down and they just seem kind of flimsy. And then you lock it down where the other one just latches automatically with the Indians. That was nice about that. But other than that, what I really love about the Harleys is that there's dealerships literally everywhere. I got two dealerships within 30 to 40 minutes of me. Indian was hour and a half minimum one way just to get stuff done if I needed, like a recall.
Well, I mean, it's also the customization that you can do too. Everybody has Harley stuff. You can literally find anything you need to fit your bike.
The new screen is pretty sweet on it. That big LED screen.
I'm old school. I like
no music.
No music. I don't need no computers in there.
Just needs his hair flowing in the wind.
Just the hair blowing
in
the wind.
That's right.
It's kind of like cars too. Which this could kick off a whole nother episode, but I mean, I feel like all these cars these days have all this computer stuff built into it, and it's nice. I mean, it's nice to have, you know, the backup cam and the sensors and all of that stuff. But at the same time, you know, talking about like your MR2 Spyder or like my Miata, like those 90s vehicles that didn't have any of that, you don't have to worry about having a computer or chip issue.
Yep.
And, you know, you can work on them yourself for the most part.
Well, that's what I liked about the Shelby that I had. I'm like, oh, it's just literally pure power. But then I traded in for an O-Force Viper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally that. I have a 6-disc CD changer
from
04, and it's literally pure power. There's not much to it, so I know what you're talking about. However, if it was my everyday driver, I would want more features and amenities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at.
I don't know. I just kind of wish that they would make more basic vehicles without all that. I mean, you get that with Harley, though. I mean, you can get the 2025 Heritage that they have. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks almost identical to my bike. Yeah. You have the key fob instead of the I don't know what you want to call it, the twist ignition.
Sure.
And I mean, mine has the circle lock again. Like, I don't know what that would be, like this thing that you use for like washing machine or coin op machines and pop machines, like that type of. Yeah, that circle key. That's what I have for. I mean, it's not an actual like key anymore. So I mean, I think that like my bike has like the right amount.
It's got what you want and need.
I have been playing with the idea of possibly getting a fairing for it. It would look a lot like a stripped down Ultra Classic if I put a fairing on.
Okay.
It just wouldn't have the back, the backpack, whatever you want to call it, the trunk.
Yeah. Right. That's true.
Have that. I have the leather bags. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the hard case bags myself either.
I love them. They're great. And mine's got the speakers in it, so I love that feature. I love hearing my music.
The music thing to me, it's just not. I like when I ride. I like to check out. I mean, I focus on the road. I talk to myself in my head. I mean, it gets a little old after a little bit, but at the same time, I don't have to worry about someone calling me. I don't have to worry. I'm literally disconnected from the world while I'm on the bike.
Yeah.
And that's what
that's kind of the idea. Well, Justin, is there anything else you'd like to add to the podcast before we shut her down and go get some dinner?
No, I think that we did pretty good for not having a game plan.
We had no game plan, but it was a really fun one because we get to talk about our upcoming trip, which is in about 90 days. And I really want to do another episode with either all four of us or one of us, or you know, two out of three. That would be two out of three of you guys, I mean, or three out of four of us, I guess. I really want to do that and just kind of do an overview of how was it, because I've been talking about this on the podcast. We've talked about it. Now we're talking about it more in detail about the fun we're going to have, hopefully. And so that's what my plan is to hopefully do that in the future, is to doing one at the end of August, maybe around Labor Day, to see how did we like it? Are we going again, or was it a one and done? So
we'll
anyways,
have to wait and see. Time will tell.
Time will tell. But anyways, Justin, I want to thank you for not only being here, but coming on up and doing the diaper party, celebrating Jake's life over this past weekend, and then improv podcast.
Yes, so, and.
Anyways, for those who are listening or watching, please like, share, subscribe, and 5-star this podcast. It does help to get to everyone out there. Maybe someone that hasn't heard of this, that would be great. Tell them to like the Bruisin' Cruise podcast, share it, 5-star, like I just said. And anyways, Justin, thank you one more time for coming back in.
Of course.
We're going to shut this bad boy down, and we're going to give one big cheers, and we'll see you next week.